start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy to receive Home Times. I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Crazier, but as a rule, a criminal will try to hide. They'll try to get away. So the perpetrator hides. Now, what you have to discern, is your battle a result of your flesh and wrong decisions you've made, or is it a spirit? Is it the devil behind it? Because you can call yourself fighting the devil all you want, binding the devil all you want, but if it's your flesh and your carnal thinking, that's where you have to deal with it in order to get released from it, in order to get into a place where your faith is working again. Sometimes you're rebuking the devil. It ain't the devil at all. It's just you. It is. So the word is the mirror. The word, when you go to the word, when you go with a diligent search, not just a preference, but a conviction. Because we all prefer to be free, right? But you need a conviction about being free. I refuse to be bound. I'm not going to spend one day. Listen, that's got to be your testimony, your mindset. I'm not spending one day in Satan's bondage that I know of. Hello? You have a conviction. So you've got to discern, is it the flesh that's trapped you, that's snared you, or is it an enemy? In your flesh there dwells no good thing. Is what you're suffering a result of decisions you've made? Will undo those decisions? Or is it an enemy? If it's an enemy, you have authority over it right away. There are times, especially as a pastor, having to feed the flock, where I have to press into a word, and the enemies are facing me because they don't want me to touch the things of God. See, God is there willing, but see, there are times you got to touch stuff. And in order to touch it, you got to clear the way on some things. And sometimes those spirits will try to rest on you and trouble your mind and crowd your mind. But see, when I recognize there's an enemy, I say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Guess what? They go. They leave. Have you ever experienced that? Well, all of a sudden, the atmosphere changes because you bound something up. You rebuke something. See, that was the devil trying to invade your space. They have no right, no authority to be in your presence. You can bind whatever you bind on the earth is bound in heaven. And when you say what you mean and mean what you say, guess what? They know it. And they flee because they're perpetrators. They're criminals, deceivers, seducers. But if they can disguise themselves for you to allow them in your presence, and now you feeling bad about yourself. And Lord, I'm just not worthy. Nothing I seem to do works. And Lord, I'm just all messed up. And see, the devil got you thinking it's you. When you are a blood washed, child of the King with authority, been forgiven, justified, sanctified, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, whining and bawling and moaning in God's presence because you allowed a devil to stand in your presence. Come on, you got to discern those things. You got to discern them. And sometimes you just have to be, let me say, mad enough to bust a move. And the moment you do that, guess what? Your faith start working. Your faith start working again. You're free again. Things that you hoping for and believing for start to manifest. You have faith for it. You feel good about it. Listen, the body starts to follow. You start to feel good. You start to have hope again. You start to have trust again. Your language changes. You start to see things differently. You start to see the potential of it. You start to say, yeah, God told me that before. That's right. The devil is a lie. But you just broke a chain. You broke a yoke. You moved an enemy out the way. You caused him to flee. Come on, you got to discern that. Anything that comes to oppress your spirit, you better take note of it. I said, anything that comes to sit on your spirit and make you feel like you're not worthy, like you're not able, like God has forgotten you. How many know the devil is a liar? Yeah, you'll go through some stuff. That's what life is. It's trial and test. But God doesn't change. You know, like I know, if you've been through anything, when you come out as gold. You come out stronger. Hello, you come out more encouraged. You come out with a testimony. If it's your flesh, then you need to humble yourself. See, God never wants to humble you. He says, humble yourself. But see, if you don't, it's like Peter, he said, Satan has demanded to have you that he may sift you like wheat. Jesus said, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. He said, when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Huh? At the time Jesus spoke that, Peter was walking in pride. Lord, though others may forsake you or betray you, I'll die with you. Peter meant well, but he didn't discern his own heart, his own flesh. The Lord said, before the cock crows, you'll have denied me three times. The devil saw that and demanded. That's the original Greek word. The enemy demanded. Why? He had a right to that. When you walk in that, when you walk in rebellion, when you walk in pride, that's the carnal nature of which the enemy has access to. See, if you walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Discernment comes very easy when you walk in the spirit. You see things, amen, afar off. Holy Ghost tells you of things to come. But when you're walking in the flesh, discernment is hard. And you end up trying to bind the devil and you bound. The devil say, I ain't going nowhere. Could that be your struggle? Could that be why you've not broken through? Because breakthrough is yours. Come on, deliverance is the children's bread. Healing is your bread. Sometimes breaking certain mindsets will cause healing to flow. A man by the pool of Bethesda, when Jesus said, would you be made whole? He said, I have no one to put me in the pool. He said, I've been here a long time. He's 38 years. But he said, take up your bed and walk. Didn't even touch him. Didn't lay hands on him and say, be healed. He said, take up your bed. Guys, talk. Probably thinking, you know, well, this is the Sabbath. I'm not supposed to carry anything on the Sabbath. Right. I got to change the way you think. 38 long years, he was bound by the way he thought. I have no one to put me in. putting his faith in other people. And then bound by the religious Sabbath. I mean, man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man. It's not about a day. It's about living before a living God every day. The Sabbath was about rest, but God wants you to rest in faith every day, not on Sunday or really Saturday. You don't celebrate the Sabbath anyway. Saturday is the Sabbath, if we want to get technical. But he didn't make the man for the Sabbath. That was Old Testament. He brought an end to that. He made the Sabbath for man. Every day ought to be a Sabbath. I said every day ought to be a Sabbath for a saint. Because we walk in faith rest. We rest in God every day. But guess what? When the man picked up his bed on the Sabbath, which was unlawful, it broke a mindset. See, faith has to have a Some of us are bound because, like the devils, they believe and tremble. But knowest thou, O man, that faith without works is dead. It'll only cause torment. It'll cause frustration. You've been believing and hadn't done anything to exercise faith. The word says in that same chapter of James, was not our father Abraham justified by works? When he offered Isaac, he could have said he believed God all he wanted, but he obeyed what God said. And he went all the way to slay him. And that's when God said, do the boy no harm, for now I know. I wonder if God can say that about you. Can God say, now I know? Even Rahab, in that same chapter 2 of James, was not Rahab the harlot? See, it didn't matter her station in life. It didn't matter what people thought about her. She lived on the wall. She had a lot of visitors. Y'all know what I'm talking about? But somewhere she caught a hold of faith. Her faith brought her out of her mess. She saw her opportunity when them spies came. She said, uh-oh, this is my time right now. I can't let this opportunity pass me. She said, listen, I know. These don't know, but I know that God have given y'all the city. She said, listen, I'm not just right. See, I have a craft, but you know what? I got faith in God. God got to deliver me. So let me tell you, when you come to take this city, please, just remember me and mine. I'm not going to let them know where you're at. See, because my faith has to have a work attached to it. So I got faith, but my faith is going to manifest because I'm going to hide y'all.
We are continuing in part 6 of our series entitled, The Faith Crisis. Today's message, The Paradox of Faith, part 2. It is important for us to understand our adversary. Your faith is a paradox that is contrary to the customs of this world. Our objective is we must be able to discern where our enemy is. When we walk in the Spirit, we can identify the things of the devil. Breakthrough belongs to us. Deliverance and healing belongs to the people of God, who believes and walks in faith. The lame man sat by the pool for 38 years, and no one would put him in the pool. One encounter with Jesus changed the course of his life. Exercising faith when all of the odds are stacked against you, can change the course of your life, and you can touch destiny.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.